Go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Tom Shepard. He is the director of Youth Documentary Academy. And Tom, this is kind of an interesting thing you've got going here. First of all, what is the Documentary Academy?
Well, thank you very much for having us today. You know, I've been thinking kind of in light of the humanity of the events in Texas and how do I, you know, kind of keep my own humanity intact, and coming to Colorado Springs for 4 or 5 months out of the year every year is kind of how I do that. And we started an organization called the Youth Documentary Academy, and we work with high school age youth across the city from different schools and bring filmmakers into town and really teach them how to make documentary films. And they in turn bring stories to the table. So often it's their own kind of lived experiences. They, you know, derive a story out of that and learn how to make a film and kind of share that story with the broader community.
Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so every year, 12 young people graduate from our program, and then we started a PBS TV series in 2019 on Rocky Mountain PBS, and so then their films get on public television in the fall every year, and
wow.
Their voices get amplified. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, tell me about when you see some of these examples from these young people, does it amaze you what comes out of their creative minds?
It's extraordinary. I mean, I think young people are just more agile with film and media technology. And when then they learn how to kind of take their own life and transpose that into story and how to create kind of a three-act structure and put their own selves often behind the camera and make a story, it's amazing. And our faculty every year, you know, talk about how much we learn from them as they're learning the film competencies. We then get to know kind of what youth in America are thinking about and what they're caring about.
If they know that it's going to be on public television, I mean, PBS, if they know their work is going to be broadcast, do they just put their heart and mind and soul into the whole thing or what?
I think they do, you know, and it's learning by doing. So
yeah.
I think because they've got some emotional skin in the game, they really internalize all the technical competencies, and they want to learn, and you're quite right, they want it to be good. And of course they're working with professional filmmakers. We have 3 or 4 of them here in the Springs every summer, so the caliber is quite high, and we're hovering around them at every step, and we can answer their questions and we can make sure that they get really strong material. But the vision comes from them and the story comes from them.
With today's technology, like on iPhones and you know, Androids and things like that, do they actually shoot it on their phone, or do they have real great equipment?
We give them some pretty great equipment.
Okay.
Some industry standard gear that we've been able to purchase for the program. But for, you know, when they're learning how to kind of compose shots and learn different angles and stuff, they often do use their own phones in the beginning. So
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a nice range.
It's amazing how phone technology is, how far it's come. All right, now you've got a big event coming next Thursday, June 2nd. What's this all about?
Because we've been kind of locked down and had an embargo on being in theaters for the last couple of years, our students have not been able to present their films publicly, and that's a big part of our program. So the classes of 2020 and 2021 are presenting their films. There are 17 of them, short films, that will be playing at the Cornerstone Arts Center at Colorado College, and that's Thursday, June 2nd. And because we've got so many films, we're doing an afternoon session at 2 p.m., and we're doing an evening session at 6:30. And we've gathered 14 nonprofit organizations that are kind of in the teen mental health sector here in the Springs who are going to co-host it with us, and they're going to get on stage and moderate the Q&As and conversations. They're going to be out in the lobby so that the audience can watch these films, and when stuff gets stirred up, they can, you know, go out after the screening and continue those important conversations. So we're really excited, and anybody who's interested in getting a ticket can go to youthdocumentary.org, and we've got a little link to our Eventbrite site, and you can get your tickets there.